Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But, you know, I think about the exciting thing. We're talking about President Donald Trump in the interview with David Brody, and that's in the White House, Christian Broadcast Network in the White House. Well, it takes me back to the inauguration. We're going to make that available to you, the whole speech that was given, which is a powerful short but very specific. We care about you, and we want to be able to protect the citizens of America. We spent 8+ years where people strangely was going like, we don't care if Americans get hurt, and what's the big deal about bombs going off in cities and trucks running over people in Nice, and just crazy things were going on. But God has new leadership in town, and specifically when he made the statements, our president, President Trump did at the inauguration, he brought in Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, a powerful Christian minister, and a leader of a lot of Hispanic Americans, think like 15,000 churches or something like that associated with his organization. But the big thing is he spoke a blessing and a word of God over the nation. So instead of us praying like we pray at the end of our broadcast, we want the answered prayer to pray for us.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, let's go to the inauguration now.
From the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. He blesses those who are pure in heart, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. For you are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on its stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Respectfully, in Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.